Rosado, you know, he's not the biggest puncher. You know, he's not anything special, but he's a grinder. He's a worker. And he's consistent, man. He's consistent. It's crazy. We've already had a world title fight. The opener was fantastic. You know, shout out to Blair the Flair. Woo! Love what he did to Brad Solomon. Shout out to Marlon Esparza. That's one bronze medalist that gets a lot of love, huh? They don't give Wilder that type of love. But anyway, shout out to Marlon Esparza. Just became a world champion. And, yo, it's pretty empty over here, man. I'm assuming that the next fight is the main event. I'm already not happy that Gabe Rosado doesn't have any sweat. But I did see him working the pads with Freddie. So hopefully that means that he is all right and that he isn't just starting to warm up. You know, you're going to want to be ready for this fight, right? They're already counting you out. Let's see. If we go to my mybookie.ag and we check the betting, let's see what we got before the fight starts. What do we got? Live betting. We got live betting. We got live betting. We go on to boxing. And then we go on to boxing odds. And for Rosado, Jaime Munguia commercial. Oh, wow. They already took it off? Nah, don't do that. Damn, it's because they in the ring, man. Anybody got the odds? Fudge. Well, Rosado was a minus 600, you know, I mean, plus 600, excuse me, earlier this week. So you got the brother of Joel Diaz and Joel Diaz in the corner. They're both training Beck, the bully. He's pretty big. He's pretty big. Looks a little thick, but he also doesn't look lean. But that doesn't mean much. Came in with the sombrero, so maybe he learned a thing or two from our friend,